Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
And 1985 is not his year. But Dr. Brown is about to change all that.
Are you telling me that you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Well, not exactly, but some creative and enterprising people in Japan have come up with what could be the next best thing. True, it may not be as good as a time machine made from a DeLorean, but it's certainly got to be the coolest way to get people interested in recycling. Michihiko Iwamoto, when he's not piloting a stainless steel dream machine, is no slacker. He helms a Tokyo company called Jeplin that focuses on innovative recycling technologies. It's through this firm that his DeLorean DMC-12, a carbon copy of the one from the mega-popular Back to the Future, has come into being. This transforms a lifelong dream into a reality, not just for Mr. Iwamoto, but for legions of fans around the world who long to see a working model of one of the most famous cars in movie history. Iwamoto and his company, Jeplin, have gotten the attention of NBC Universal Entertainment Japan and intend to mobile market the eye-catching idea for all it's worth, driving their gullwing ride right up to the film-famous date of October 21st of this year, which, as fans of Back to the Future already know, is the date where the film's heroes take off to a place where they don't need roads. So, does the DeLorean reach 88 miles per hour like in the film? Well, fortunately for the Tokyo Metropolitan Police, it does not. But latest accounts, the bioethanol-powered vehicle can hit a whopping 30 kilometers per hour and motor along for about 40 minutes on a single charge. But on the plus side, it doesn't need to be driven flat out in a thunderstorm with a sky full of lightning bolts either. By processing the cotton fibers from discarded clothing collected from all over Japan, Jeplin and NBC Universal Japan hope to fuel a nationwide frenzy over the exciting project. So far, there doesn't seem to be anything that can get in the way of the October 21st arrival date in Tokyo. That is, unless Biff gets wind of the idea. The Southwest has certainly been hit hard this year with its lack of precipitation, except in rare apocalyptic cases, but a new ad campaign in the city of Sin has caused quite a stir, making water conservation sexy. The Southern Nevada Water Authority this week unveiled a new campaign on television, radio, print, and social media. The theme? There's nothing sexier than saving water. That's right, there's nothing sexier than saving water. In a small town in the middle of western Tokyo, there sits a patch of green. It's not a garden or somebody's yard. It's something quite different and unexpected. It's an abandoned military base, but not just any base. It's the former headquarters of all the U.S. Pacific forces during the Cold War. The installation is hard to see. That's because it's covered up by nature, overgrown. Though no one has worked there for years, it is by no means lifeless. Others say it's because it's haunted now and was haunted back when the Americans were stationed there. Some locals have confessed to feeling a strangeness in the area because of the Yuri. And this reason, they believe, has something to do with why the Americans relocated, literally leaving equipment in place in some instances. What is this strangeness the locals are referring to? And what is the Yuri? The strangeness refers to the very large and very old Japanese cemetery at Fuku, as well as what appears to be a large ancient burial mound. Yuri is the Japanese term for spirit or ghost. Fuku is located in the geographic center of Tokyo, about 20 minutes away from the hustle and bustle of the famous downtown megalopolis to the east and the large Takeo mountain range to the west. Most non-Japanese don't know about Fuku, and when U.S. forces operated there, they liked it that way. Because this was the command center not just for Tokyo, but it was the headquarters for the entire Far East. And now it's covered in vines and overgrowth, as if nature rose up and tried to pull it into the earth. So why did the U.S. military invest so much money in this area, then pack up and go north? Could the nearby large Fuku Cemetery be to blame? Many Japanese believe so. But it's not just Japanese who think this. In fact, the remains of who is regarded as the first American casualty of World War II is interred there. Robert K. Reichsher, older brother to the U.S. ambassador to Japan, Edwin O. Reichsher. He was killed in the bombing of Shanghai in 1937. His remains were brought back to Japan and he was buried in Fuku Cemetery. For those interested, his grave and tombstone are also covered by vines and overgrowth. It certainly is a very interesting story with lots of pictures of this facility. Rob Riley has put together a very in-depth article. Take a look at it. Let us know what you think might be going on at darkmatternews.com.